Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here with Jeff Mayers, president of WisPolitics.com and WisBusiness.com. So we were talking about kind of the two marquee races ahead of the break, but now there's a lot of other down ballot competitive races that it feels like are happening both statewide and in different specific districts. And so which of these have been most interesting to you as far as how the actual campaigns have been run or what the outcomes of the primary could mean for the general?
Well, the biggest one that's getting the most attention is, you know, there are nine Republican incumbents are getting challenged in their nine incumbent legislators are getting challenged in their primaries, often by much more conservative or Trump-like candidates. So, you know, the biggest one, of course, is Voss versus Adam Steen in the Racine area, where Robin Voss, you know, the most powerful figure in the assembly, and one of the most powerful Republicans in Wisconsin, the longest-serving Assembly Speaker in Wisconsin history, you know, is having to deal with this. Now, some people would say, well, he made his own situation here by giving in to Trump earlier, appointing and funding Michael Gableman's a review of the 2020 election. But at any rate, it's an extraordinary thing that's going on where a president, a former president, is in the state campaigning against a fellow Republican and endorsing his primary opponent. So most of the people we have talked to said that, you know, Voss should survive in part because he has been taking this seriously from the beginning. Maybe he had an inkling that that Trump would endorse Adam Steen. So he hasn't been sitting around, the district or just doing fundraisers or going out there for other assembly candidates as a leader sometimes does. He's been taking it seriously. That's going to be a huge race. The other thing that I think there's a lieutenant governor's. There's two lieutenant governor primaries, one on a Dem side, one on a Republican side. Why should we care? Sometimes these people actually become governor, right? Or they run for U.S. Senate, and maybe they can become U.S. senators. So it's a very crowded primary on the Republican side. The two leading candidates there are both state senators, Roger Roth, who's from Appleton, and Patrick Teston, who's from Stevens Point. Roth has the money advantage, and he comes from the Republican-rich Fox Valley. So I think a lot of people give him the edge there. On the Democratic side, you have Peng Herr, who is a Hmong leader from Madison. And then you have Representative Sarah Rodriguez, who is a state rep from Brookfield. And I think most people give, most operatives and insiders are giving Rodriguez the potential nod there. So that's a big race. There's also a attorney general primary on the Republican side to go up against Josh Call. Josh Call is going to have plenty of money, but it's going to be hard to break through all the money that's being spent in Wisconsin. So, as the governor's race and the Democratic and the U.S. Senate race goes, so may go the AG's race. But, Josh Call is running an independent campaign and trying his best to break through. But on the Republican side, you have a three-way primary, and the top candidates there are Adam Jarkow, who's a former state rep, and Eric Toney, who's the Fond du Lac County DA. And then there's also a primary on the Democratic side and Republican side in Secretary of State. I don't know whether we want to go through all that, but you can find all the information at WisPolitics.com.
You can. I actually have the it up right here as far as the WisPolitics.com/2022-partisan-primary-guide. You guys have done a great job of laying it all out. And I actually would love your opinion on, because I find the Secretary of State situation fascinating in that if Doug LaFollette, who has held this seat since 1982, were to keep the role and be Secretary of State, it largely would maintain being kind of a ineffective, not a lot of responsibility in that seat. However, if a Republican were to win, along with having a Republican governor, there's a lot more power that seat could have. And so it's like a completely defensive situation where Democrats have to hold on to that seat in order for it not to be a seat that could be used against them in the future, as far as I understand it. But it's not something that would give them any more power if they keep the seat, because the seat would still largely be in charge of taking care of the state seal. Is that kind of,
well, yeah, but there is a formality in terms of signing off on the election. So, you know, is it plausible that Republicans, if they ruled the state house, could give the Secretary of State more election power and block 2024 presidential election results? That's the fear of many Democrats, and it's been, you know, heightened by the January 6th committee hearings in D.C. Another player in this, though, is the state Supreme Court. Right now, a conservative court. Brian Hagedorn is kind of a swing jurist on some big questions. He voted against Trump a few times, and that angered Trump, of course. So, but there is a big Supreme Court election in the spring of next year, and Democrats, you know, will be angling for that, and Republicans will be trying their best to keep it a conservative court. So, you know, there is that that plays into it as well.
Got it. So, final question. As someone who's been covering Wisconsin politics for decades, has it given or taken more years off of your life? I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe I should launch into my... Well, anyway, yeah, it's never a dull moment. When we first started with politics, people said, well, what are you going to write about? You know, at that time, Tommy Thompson was governor, and, you know, he was blocking there was a lot of stability. But when he left office, it sort of unleashed all this stuff. And, you know, we're a perennial swing state and close elections and all of this. So, there are a lot of hairy moments. And, how long can a 2020 election go on? I mean, we've only been talking about it for 2 years. So, these things and how the parties set up and change. Yeah, it's a lot of tension.
Absolutely. Well, Jeff Maris, thank you so much for joining us. Check out wispolitics.com for all things Wisconsin politics. They have a luncheon on Thursday that is a virtual event that you can sign in for that. Thank you again so much. We'll be back.